The U.S. Treasury Department took steps last week to make agricultural trade with Cuba financially easier. But U.S. Trade Representative Darcy Vedder says it's up to Congress to fully normalize trade.
Certain restrictions on the financing of products from Cuba have been lifted that should make it easier for us to do business with them. But Congress, of course, would have to fully lift the embargo to move forward. So we're looking at, I think there's some opportunity now for agriculture to have some better relations or more opportunities in Cuba, but we still have a ways to go.
American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson explains that as long as the embargo remains in place, U.S. banks are unable to provide credit for Cuban purchases of U.S. farm goods.
In order to get these direct relationships of a U.S. bank and a Cuban bank arranging for letters of credit for trade, we really have to lift the embargo. So that kind of has to wait until Congress acts on this. They'll still have to go through a third country bank or a third country bank subsidiary in Cuba in order to arrange the financing. As far as getting real normal trade relations, it is going to take lifting the embargo. You know, the Treasury Department, the administration can only do so much. There's other things that Congress has to do.
While lifting the embargo offers the potential for increased U.S. farm exports to Cuba, Farm Bureau delegates approved a policy resolution at the annual meeting last week offered by Florida Farm Bureau President John Hoblick that proposes safeguards to protect U.S. farmers and ranchers.
Number one, sanitary, phytosanitary conditions are important to Florida. Invasive pests and diseases, we are a sentinel state in that tropical environment, and Florida's agriculture has a lot to lose if we're not careful with that process in itself. And the second thing is we don't want a socialistic government subsidizing ag products and importing them into this nation or through our state that they're going to compete with our farmers and ranchers at unfair subsidized rates.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.